Hello, and welcome to Two Sides, the podcast that proves there's always more to the story. I'm your host, Lily Adams, and I believe everybody has two sides. The sparkly, put-together version we show the world, and the totally real, sometimes messy version we keep hidden. Each week, we're peeling back those layers, sharing stories, and discovering that maybe we're not alone in our struggles after all. From career chaos to relationship realness, shopping secrets to self-discovery, we're uncovering it all, keeping it real and keeping it honest. I can't wait to have you here. But before we get into it, a little disclaimer, this girl loves to yap, so get comfortable because we are going to be here for a good time. However, I am not a medical professional. This is generally just my advice, my stories and stuff that I've learned along the way. If you need to contact a healthcare professional, please do that. I have links in my show notes as well to hopefully help you. Whoa, hello. I'm really hoping that you made it through like my little intro and disclaimer. And I'm also hoping that I learn how to put music so I have like this cool introduction into the podcast. But if that didn't happen, I'm really sorry and hopefully we can get a cool intro soon. But welcome to my first episode. Welcome to Two Sides. This is definitely something that I've wanted to create and start for so long, but I thought maybe I wasn't ready or maybe I didn't have all the answers. Or maybe I was just a little bit nervous. So this is exactly why this podcast matters, because every single one of us has two sides. Look, there's the version we see, the smiling, healthy, successful, and then the version that they don't see. The pressure, the self-doubt, and the stuff that we carry in silence. But this space, we are getting to both of it. And I just want us to be able to have this really raw, organic, open space and hopefully learn some things and have some fun. So the first episode is definitely just going to be me yapping away and you hopefully getting to know a little bit about me and then being able to see how we're going to go into deep episodes to uncover my story and where I've been and then other people's stories. So let me introduce myself. I am 24 years old, based in the beautiful Brisbane, living what so many would call the dream life. I'm engaged to my high school sweetheart boyfriend. We're getting married in 2026. Yep, I'm planning a wedding right now. And oh my God, there is so much that I just didn't know was involved. And honestly feel like we need to do a whole episode of wedding, because there's eight sides of weddings, because girl, that is stressful. Anyway, we achieved a major milestone in 2023, buying our first home together. My parents who run businesses, my mum runs a market research business, which I work in, and my dad runs a plumbing business. I honestly love my job. I've discovered such a passion for research design and content creation, and I feel so blessed to be able to work in that industry. I'm a middle child. I'm the only girl. I have two amazing brothers, so yep, I'm the angel in between the both of them. Kind of, let's just pretend I am. We have a very tight family. There is eight of us, that is including partners. We travel together, we work together, I work with my older brother, and we practically live together even though two of us are moved out. I love health and fitness. I love creating content and sharing my life on social media, as you can probably tell. And I also just love creating such a balanced routine, but having so much fun with it. So that all sounds great, right? But here's the reality check. While this might seem like the perfect dream life, and do not get me wrong, it truly is, there is way more hidden behind this that we just don't talk about. My relationship, that has definitely had its fair share of hard storms. We've taken breaks. We have completely different love languages, and we are literally two of the most opposite people. But we make it work, and I love that man to bits. The house we bought in our 20s, that came after years of juggling many jobs, also having this drive in my head that I had to buy a house, an unhealthy obsession with having a deposit. We had to battle that. I had to learn from that. There are so many sacrifices that people didn't see or people don't talk about. I definitely do not regret any of those choices. I don't regret missing out on the social. I don't regret having that drive. But it came with a battle, and it came with this learning and this crazy sacrifice of just getting into a house and buying my first home. Working in a family business, wow, this is definitely one I could talk about for so long, but it's definitely more complex than you think. Learning to switch off feels impossible, and navigating my mum being my boss from a 9-to-5 and then being my mum outside of that is honestly crazy and sometimes so hard, and I forget, okay, yeah, this is mum time. It is so challenging, but honestly, from the outside, it looks so seamless and we look that we just live this perfect life. But I promise you, there is definitely another side to that. Now, I feel I'm definitely going to have episodes on all of these different things, but one of the hardest parts to share and something that I finally become open to wanting to talk about and wanting to be able to educate other people on, but also being able to normalize, is in the recent years, I've definitely faced a huge personal battle with over-exercising and an eating disorder. It was carefully hidden and something that I was very ashamed about and couldn't necessarily understand. I didn't understand how I got it. I didn't understand why it happened, and I just kept on maintaining this perfect exterior while I was honestly just running myself into the ground. I was obsessing over how much I was exercising, I was obsessing over stress. I'd wake up, go to the gym, be at work by 6 a.m., work till 4 p.m., go to the gym, get home, work again. It was honestly just way too much, and it's something that I have learned so much about myself from, but I've also learned much about many other things that I hope one day I'll be able to help someone else, or I'll be able to help someone that may not even be fighting that same battle as me, but lessons and things that I've learned may be able to help you as well. So there's the life, there's the health, but more to that, I am someone who gets told, wow, you have so many clothes. Lily, you have the best style. You buy the nicest things. Yes, I do, but I have a hack to all of that. And that is something that I don't want to be ashamed about. I want to be able to tell. I want to be able to educate you guys. You can definitely get the cheaper version. You can definitely not have to worry about the price tag, not have to worry about the brand. It is fine. It does not matter. That is definitely something that I'm coming to you with, and stay tuned on the Instagram for that, because we have just started a new series called Bougie on a Budget, where I'm taking you through all the shopping hacks and we are putting together the cute outfits, expensive looks, the expensive taste, but on a budget. So this is definitely more than just a podcast. It's a community. It's where we share. It's where we learn. It's where we grow together. We deal with challenges. We can uncover what it's like to start a business. We can uncover what it's like to build your own personal brand, what it looks like to have that perfect style, that nice outfit, and simply just trying to get through life. I'm super excited that I am going to be having guests on the podcast, because I really want to learn and hear from their two sides, see how they got through their career, see how they shifted things. How the heck can my mom be a mom and then a CEO? And that's only just getting it started. I'm really excited to have many different voices on here. And to keep it so real, we're going to have a hotline, because at the end of the day, I want to hear from you. I want to hear if you have any questions, if you have dilemmas, what's going on in your life. We are going to talk about it all. Of course, you will always be anonymous and your name will never come into anything, but in my show notes, I will have an email, or feel free to send a DM to the Two Sides Instagram. And I cannot wait to have Q&A episodes and get to know you guys. Or if you have questions, if you want to know more about me, if you have questions about my life, how I've done things, then feel free to pop those in there too, because we will definitely get onto that. But for now, I really just wanted this to be a bit of an introduction, get to know me, only the beginning, because oh, wow, there is so much we could uncover. And of course, I would love your feedback, I'd love your advice, and I would love your questions. And also, I would love to see you over on the Two Sides Instagram. Go take a shot every time I just said love. But apart from that, thank you so much for showing up for this first episode. And I hope you are excited to build this brand and build this space as much as I am. And with that, I will see you next time.